Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Overcast skies with fog and spots early today with a chance for showers. Daytime highs approaching 46. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain mixing with then changing to snow. Tonight, lows dip down to about 24. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 47. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 44.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. An Oklahoma man has been arrested in the death of a priest from Nemaha County. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Details are sketchy. Early afternoon Thursday, Nemaha County Sheriff's deputies and Seneca police officers responded to a shots fired call at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. They found 57-year-old Father Joseph F. Arul Karasala outside the church with gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. 66-year-old Gary Hermesh of Tulsa was booked into the Nemaha County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A Garden City man will spend 30 days in jail for a crash that killed a 16-year-old girl from Garden City. Investigators say Craig Potts was driving a semi hauling a milk trailer eastbound on U.S. Highway 50 when he crossed the center line and crashed with a westbound vehicle in March 2023. Cassie Linder died from injuries suffered in the crash. The month-long jail sentence came down this week. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire this year if Congress doesn't take action. Dustin Shearer, Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, says letting the act expire would have significant impacts to agriculture and a majority of Americans.
65% of American households across the country are going to see a tax increase in the trillions of dollars.
Shearer says the act includes many provisions that were beneficial to America's farmers and ranchers.
The overall tax rates that their business income is taxed at went down. The estate tax exemption was doubled from $5.5 million to $11 million indexed to inflation. A lot of important provisions to agriculture in these expiring provisions.
Stay tuned to FB.org for the latest updates and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Law enforcement are investigating two suspects on multiple allegations after a drug bust in Oberlin, as after several months of investigation, the Oberlin Police Department and the Decatur County Sheriff's Office executed search warrants on Thursday on three different locations within the city of Oberlin. And according to David Watchendorfer, deputies arrested two subjects and seized drugs, firearms, and other contraband. Due to the proximity of the law enforcement activity, Decatur Community High School was placed on lockdown for approximately a half hour while the high-risk portion of the warrant service occurred. Deputies arrested 63-year-old Michael D. Dane and 47-year-old DeCarly Cleveland, both of Oberlin, and they're being held in the Thomas County Jail on requested charges that include possession of controlled substances and firearms violations. All of the operations were concluded without incident, with no injuries or adverse actions involving either the suspects or the officers. The Oberlin Police Department was assisted by the Decatur County Sheriff's Office, the Sheridan County Sheriff's Department, the Thomas County Sheriff's Office, the Gove County Sheriff's Office, the Oakley, Kansas Police Department, and the Department of Kansas Wildlife and Parks Game Wardens. On Thursday, Governor Kelly signed a collection of bipartisan bills that are aimed at increasing government efficiency. These seven technical bills eliminate unnecessary requirements, clarify definitions, and streamline processes with the goal of achieving maximum government productivity. Governor Kelly said she's always looking for ways to make Kansas's government more efficient for the people of Kansas, so she was pleased to sign these bills into law that do just that. Governor Kelly signed several bipartisan bills that included Senate Bill 77, which streamlines processes by removing state agencies that no longer exist from Kansas administrative regulations and establishing standards for public notice for the repeal of certain regulations. Senate Bill 13 reduces requirements for filings, registrations, and licenses certain businesses and organizations must submit to the Secretary of State. House Bill 2221 transfers the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Treatment Fund from the Department of Corrections to the Department for Aging and Disability Services, allowing for more efficient administration of the program and easier access to services for Kansans. And House Bill 2110 facilitates the state 911 board's transition to a state agency by establishing necessary budget funds and providing flexibility to ensure the agency can provide sufficient grant funding to public safety partners. Governor Kelly also signed Senate Bill 104, Senate Bill 2222, and Senate Bill 2215. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas joined Senators John Thune of South Dakota and Dick Durbin of Illinois, along with other colleagues, in requesting President Trump to permit the year-round sale of E15 fuel through the summer of 2025. In order to enhance America's energy security and lower fuel costs for consumers while leveraging American agriculture. In a letter to President Trump, they wrote that to meet our nation's energy needs and decrease the cost of fuel, they must deploy an all-of-the-above energy strategy, which includes leveraging domestic biofuels. The senators wrote that is affirmed by the actions the president took to first allow year-round E15 in 2019 and those approved for the summers afterward. The sale of higher blends of biofuels like E15 through the summer months supports the domestic fuel supply, reduces consumer costs, and promotes American biofuels and agriculture feedstocks. The letter continued, saying that utilizing American ethanol year-round is a direct solution to reinforcing our energy supply and reducing consumer costs. And the issuance of a nationwide waiver for the 2025 summer driving season is a clear path toward these shared goals. The senator's bipartisan letter requests that President Trump use the nationwide temporary waivers provided under the Clean Air Act to extend the Reed Vapor Pressure Waiver through the 2025 summer driving season. In Nebraska news, a Hastings man charged in connection to a fatal shooting wants to withdraw his appeal in a plea deal, while his lawyer has filed to withdraw from the case. According to Buffalo County District Court records, 27-year-old Romeo Chambers pled no contest in February to manslaughter, attempted second-degree assault, and second-degree assault. And in exchange for his plea, the charge was dismissed from attempted first-degree murder, which had been reduced from second-degree murder, and four additional charges were dismissed. However, in a motion filed on Tuesday, Chambers said he wished to withdraw his plea, though court records are not clear on why Chambers wanted to do so. Chambers has been accused of shooting and killing Jared Shinpaw of Lexington during an attempted robbery in the 800 block of West 23rd Street on January 16, 2022. In another motion, Chambers' attorney moved to be removed from the case, citing a material breakdown in his ability to communicate with the defendant. A hearing on the motions is set for 11:30 a.m. on April 10th. A child abuse case against a Lincoln daycare provider took a step forward on Wednesday. 46-year-old Tiffany Fry waived her preliminary hearing in Lancaster County Court, and a judge bound the case over to district court after Fry was charged with intentional child abuse. According to court documents, she provided child care out of her Southeast Lincoln home, and the address listed matches one listed for Tiny Toes Infant Care. On September 18th, Fry got frustrated when putting a four-month-old boy in a baby glider after he wouldn't straighten his legs. Police said Fry pulled too hard on one of them, making a popping sound, and the baby was crying for the rest of the day. Police said that Fry became even more frustrated, so she then initially put the baby down too hard on a changing table, causing a head injury. The baby's mother later noticed that her son's leg was limber, so she took him to Lincoln Hospital, where doctors discovered that he had a fractured femur and a subdural hematoma on his head, and the boy had to be transferred to the Children's Hospital in Omaha. Fry is scheduled to be arraigned in Lancaster County District Court on April 30th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Commerce announced the launch of a new round of rural mural funding to support the creation of projects in rural Kansas communities, and the total amount of funding available is $125,000. The funding initiative from the Office of Rural Prosperity, or ORP, aims to activate vacant and underused spaces through the arts to help bring together community members around their local history and culture. Office of Rural Prosperity Director Tricia Pardon said this new round of funding is going to do more than beautify our towns. It will bring the community together to create something that can be admired and remembered for decades to come. She said in 2024, there were 12 successful mural projects in small communities across Kansas. ORP will open this round of rural murals for new applicants, and applications will be open through May 16th. The maximum grant opportunity is $7,500 and requires 100% match, with at least 25% in cash and up to 75% in kind contributions. To qualify for funding, applicants must be from communities with the populations of 15,000 residents or less, and murals could beautify community gathering spaces, elevate tourist attractions, or offer a welcoming message for visitors. The proposed projects must be completed by December 31, 2025. For more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. Kansas wheat producers are encouraged to scout their best fields for entries in the 2025 National Wheat Yield Contest, and now, in its 10th year, the National Wheat Foundation's contest offers producers a chance to win prizes and learn from other producers across the country on how to maximize their management to improve yields and quality. The contest includes four main categories: dryland winter wheat, irrigated winter wheat, dryland spring wheat, and irrigated spring wheat. Contest fields must be at least 5 continuous acres planted with professionally produced, certified, branded, newly purchased wheat seed. All contestants must retain a 10-pound bag of grain for shipment and quality testing. And if an entry places nationally, the sample will be milled, baked, and evaluated by a panel of industry experts. The top 3 yield entries in each category by state will be recognized, and national winners will be recognized and awarded with a cash award, along with travel and registration expenses, to attend the 2026 Commodity Classic in February in San Antonio, Texas. Top industry desired quality will be recognized with an additional cash award. A new highlight for 2025 is the expansion of a digital yield plot category, which is open to Kansas producers who raise dryland winter wheat. Producers can enter the category using digital technologies such as John Deere Operations Center, Climate Field View, or Bushnell, along with calibrated grain cart scale data to submit yields from a designated 20-acre area, and producers can enter up to 3 fields in the category. Growers must submit entries by May 15, 2025 for winter wheat categories and August 1, 2025 for spring wheat categories, and harvest data is due by October 1, 2025. Entries must be completed online at wheatcontest.org. All entrants must be a member of a state wheat grower association, like the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers or the National Association of Wheat Growers. And to find more information or enter the 2025 National Wheat Yield Contest, you can visit wheatcontest.org. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers interested in construction careers to take advantage of an upcoming virtual job fair that is hosted by Kansas Works, and the sector-specific fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, April 9th. Tolan said as Kansas continues on a strong trajectory of economic growth, there's been a corresponding increase in new building construction across the state. So many employers are eager to hire hardworking Kansans ready to fill the many open construction roles and at the same time help build a new and better Kansas. The virtual job fair allows anyone searching for a new position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. The virtual job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are also encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation, And for more information and to register, you can visit KansasWorks.com. Graveside services and interment for James Jim Stark, 75 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, April 5th, at the Orinoco Cemetery, and there will be a gathering for family and friends at the 4-H building in Norton at 3 p.m. following the service. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Jim Stark Memorial Fund to be distributed at a later date and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having grilled cheese sandwich, chilled yogurt, celery stick, green beans, strawberry fruit cup, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be barbecue meatballs, whipped potatoes, or cheese pizza with French bread, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, showers are likely mainly before 9 a.m. and patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 46 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become northeast in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation today is 60%. Tonight, there's a chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy, then gradually become partly cloudy, with a low around 24 and blustery, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 50%, with new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny, with a high near 47 and a north wind around 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 19. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 59 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 30. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 64. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 72. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 78. And on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 76. Currently, with light drizzle, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 100%. The wind speed is southeast at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08. The dew point is 43 degrees. And the current wind chill is 38 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs are hoping to follow in the footsteps of the Detroit Lions and Dallas Cowboys. The Chiefs want a holiday game to call their own and reportedly asked the NFL to make them a staple of the Christmas Day schedule, according to The Athletic. The Chiefs appear likely to get their wish in 2025 and are expected to play on Christmas Day. The NFL will host three games a day. The first two will reportedly air on Netflix. The third game will reportedly be broadcast on Amazon Prime as part of its Thursday Night Football package. Christmas Day does fall on a Thursday this year. Christmas Day games should be pretty familiar to the Chiefs by now. The teams played on the holiday each of the past two seasons. They defeated the Steelers this past year and lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day in 2023. The NFL has gone out of its way to schedule games on Christmas since 2020 when the holiday fell on a Friday. The league only had one game on that schedule in 2020, but it was memorable. New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara scored six touchdowns in a 52-33 rout of the Vikings. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.